Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a 5-minute podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. It's July 4th weekend. For my non-USA listeners, it's our Independence Day. Even though corona numbers seem to be rising again, we can still celebrate, even if it's not with giant crowds watching fireworks shows. I'll share some ideas. Let's get to it. In today's climate, there's some frustration over Independence Day, since slavery was still in place long after our Declaration of Independence was signed. In fact, Juneteenth is probably a better recognition of our independence. However, even with that, there's still issues that people could take. Did you know that there were also protests when the Declaration of Independence was signed? Okay, it wasn't large protests like we've been seeing currently. Really, it was just John Adams. He thought the celebration date should be July 2nd, since that's when the Declaration of Independence was signed, even though Congress didn't formally adopt it until 2 days later. According to History.com, it's reported that John Adams would turn down invitations to appear at July 4th events just out of protest. This is our nation, where we have been united yet divided since the beginning. I loved learning this bit of history because it sums up our nation so well. We may be the United States of America, but there has been dissent, frustration, protest, and unrest woven throughout every inch of our history. We may whitewash much of it in history books, but the truth of our nation is that it's a wonderful nation made up of broken people. Yet we're still here, living with freedoms not afforded to many in the world. We're still here working to fix broken systems and policies to ensure future generations will enjoy one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That is worth celebrating. So how do you celebrate July 4th in the midst of a pandemic? Probably not in your usual ways. Our neighborhood is doing something fun this year with a children's parade and bringing in some food trucks. We'll be getting together with our in-laws to grill out. And we always do sparklers with the kids every 4th of July and take pictures. The sparklers only last a few minutes, but the kids love it and they love staying up late. Why not make your meals red, white, and blue for the day, or do like I'll do and make firework pancakes? You just make your batter and then color small portions of it red and blue, leaving some of it white. Put each of the batter colors into separate Ziploc bags, cut a tiny bit off the tip, and create your firework burst on the griddle before turning it on. Then, just cook it like normal. Super fun and pretty easy to do. Another option would be to take a virtual tour of historic landmarks. There's a link for a couple of them in my show notes. Places like the White House and Gettysburg are great ways to learn a little bit more about our nation without even leaving your couch. Make cards as a family and mail them this coming week to VA hospitals, or donate to the Wounded Warrior Project, which helps our soldiers who've been injured fighting for our country. How about loving on your neighbors well this holiday weekend? Invite them to join you for a red, white, and blue charcuterie board out on the driveway while the kids draw with sidewalk chalk. Drop off a small pack of sparklers with a note that says, "I hope your holiday sparkles, glad we're neighbors." Whatever you do this holiday weekend, remember to pray for our nation. We are not a perfect nation. We are far from it. Recent events have reminded us of this. However, we can make this nation even better than it has been. It starts with us, praying for our nation and its leaders. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Happy 4th of July. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss a single episode. Also, share it with your friends and encourage them to join along. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelb.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.